We've got a great feature for you throughout the summer, bringing you right through Labor Day, making your backyard cookouts fun, exciting, tasty, juicy, moist, making you the envy of your neighborhood. We're going to do that with our grill guy. He is Rob Schwing. Rob, welcome to the program.
Good morning, James. How are you?
I'm just phenomenal. I missed my brother today, but...
Well, Morris is missed by all.
Yes, indeed. But you're here to fill his big shoes. And you folks recently did a survey. I should say Sabre Grills did a survey. And the question was, is the backyard the new heart of the home? And I would love for you to share with our listeners what the survey revealed.
It is. It's become the place where families gather and, you know, memories are made. And that was a little surprising because historically it's always been sort of the kitchen as the heart of the home. And with the movement of the kitchen outdoors and that ability to entertain outdoors, you know, folks are putting time and money into their backyard.
And I thought it was interesting that the survey said it doesn't make any difference whether the home is valued at $75,000 or $775,000. If you're an American homeowner, you're proud of your outdoor space and consider it an essential part of your home. Also, it made a very telling statement, and that is spaces like dining rooms and formal living rooms have become less popular in American homes, but the backyard has gained popularity each year.
It's about that casual lifestyle, that sort of ability to go someplace and can relax and be with your family. It's not a terribly formal space. And we've seen that trend grow over time and are excited about it. And whether it really doesn't matter, you're right, about price point of your home as well as style of your home. Outdoor space is just as important to the guy who or gal who own a condominium or an apartment, live in an apartment-style home, down to a palatial palace.
Interestingly, your survey revealed that a full 30% of male homeowners say they are solely responsible for decorating their homes. I would have thought it would have been significantly less. That's almost a full third.
And shocked us.
Yeah. And the guys, topping the guys' wish list for 2014 outdoor space additions is a pool or hot tub.
There are key couple things that people build an outdoor space around. They'll build it around a pool or a hot tub, sort of a water feature.
Mm-hmm.
They'll build it around a kitchen, so I've got to have a great place or great space to cook. Or they'll build it around really a piece of furniture, like a dining table and seating group or something of that nature where folks can gather.
You are the best. He is Rob Schwing. He's the general manager of Sabre Grills, and he's our grill guy. And when we return from this break, he is going to whip up the best barbecue beans on the planet just in time for your 4th of July cookout. 800-737-2474 is our number. Don't you dare touch that dial. You'll be sorry. On the House, straight ahead. He's Rob Schwing, but we call him the Grill Guy, presented by Sabre Grills. And today, Rob is cooking up the best barbecue beans on the planet just in time for your 4th of July. Rob, take it away.
James, you know, everybody looks for that magic side dish. And I got to share my wife Peg's bean recipe because it will make your 4th of July barbecue.
Fantastic.
It's a simple one. Anybody can do this. We need a slow cooker. So grab your crock pot and pick out five of your favorite kinds of canned beans. Now, two of those need to be a chili bean and a can of baked beans. So you need three other kinds of beans. And I happen to like to use cannellini, so the Italian kidney bean. I happen to like to use great white northern beans and a pinto bean, but black beans and garbanzo beans, they work just as well. So pick your five favorite beans. Into your crock pot, dump which is the chili bean, and I like to use a mild chili bean. And then in goes the can of baked beans.
Okay.
Take your other three cans, put them in a colander, drain them and rinse them, and let them drip dry. While that's kind of going on, take a pound of ground beef, add a medium-sized white onion, dice it and brown it, pour the grease off. Once it's brown, pour that into the crock pot. You need a pound of bacon. Fry that up.
Oh, good. Danny just perked up. He loves bacon.
As soon as you said bacon, that was it.
Oh, he even loves bacon jam, if you can believe
made
that.
A bacon jam. Incredible.
Bacon. Yep. You need a pound of bacon. Fry that up. Blot the grease off.
Can I use two because I love it?
You can use two just to love it. Just take that extra dose of Lipitor along with you. So the ground beef and the onion and the diced fried bacon go into the crock pot also. Now you've got those beans that you put in the colander rinsed off. They've dripped dry. Pour those into the colander, or pour those into the crock pot. And then I want you to find a bottle of Heinz chili sauce. It's basically a ketchup and an onion and a garlic. You'll find it in with the place where you find cocktail sauce.
Oh, yeah,
your grocery.
Yeah.
Bottle of that. And then use that bottle. We're going to try to make as few dishes as possible. So use that bottle and fill it halfway full with apple cider vinegar. Shake, put the cap back on, shake it up, collect all the rest of the chili. Pour that in. Half a full cup of brown sugar goes in. And then you can put some garlic and chili powder to taste. And if you like, a little shot or two of hot sauce. Some like that and some don't. Stir that all together, put the lid on your crock pot, set it up for about 4 hours on low, and walk away. Don't resist the urge to open that lid and peek, because your whole kitchen will start to smell amazing. About 4 hours from the time you start that, you will have the best barbecued beans on the planet. Want to step it up a notch? Mix the mixture together the night before. Cover it in foil and let it sit in your refrigerator and let the flavors meld and develop together, and then cook it the following morning or the afternoon, and you will have guests that just beg for this recipe.
I absolutely love it, and I have three words for you, Rob Schwing. Thank you, Peg.
It is probably one of her most requested recipes.
You give her a big hug from the Carey brothers and fans. He is Rob Schwing, and he's the grill guy, and you'll enjoy Rob throughout the summer as he helps you be a barbecue and outdoor hero. And you may go to our website at onthehouse.com, where you will get the grill guy's recipe for the best barbecue beans on the planet. What do we have to look forward to next week, grill guy?
Next week, we'll talk about pizza stuffed green peppers.
Oh, my, oh, my. Can't wait, Rob. Thanks so much.
Have a great, happy, and a happy fourth.
You do the same. He's the grill guy, Rob Schwing, presented by Saber Grills. Go to sabergrills.com to learn more. And as always, go to onthehouse.com for Rob's recipe.